Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Deep Thoughts from the Shallow End. As always, we are brought to you by the Sphere Innovation Group. Check us out at www.sphereinnovationgroup.com or give us a call at 678-920-6700. As always, I am your co-host, Ben Plowman, certified life coach and certified hypnotherapist. And as we always like to say, here comes the amazing, the incredibly insightful Dr. Melba Black. Hey, Melba.
Hey, Ben.
How are you this morning?
I am great.
It's actually afternoon, so.
Well, you know, it's morning somewhere.
That's right. That's true. That's absolutely true.
It's great to be here in this fine day.
It is. It's beautiful. So, folks, today we would like to talk to you a little bit about the circle of life. And the reason that kind of came to our awareness was here just recently, we've lost some folks very dear to us. And yesterday, some very dear friends of us had a brand new baby.
Yeah.
So just an amazing experience. We watched it all kind of happen within the span of 4 days. So it was quite the experience. What did you say, Molly?
Yes, I was there for the whole episode and yesterday with the baby. And oh, my goodness. It just reminds me how precious life is.
It truly is. And it was just kind of evidence of the cycle. First of all, I'd like to talk about, I lost a very, very dear friend. He was quite old, but he was one of the musicians in Dahlonega. I always talk about my music in Dahlonega. And John was one of those guys that always brought the new folks under his wing. And he would sponsor this jam, which is just people getting together and playing music. And it was for the new folks, for the people just learning the instruments. And then your age didn't matter. It was open to anybody. But mainly, he really did like the new folks. And he, at this jam, there'd be 5-10 of us, all brand new, got our instruments, trying to make them make music and making more noise than music. And John just had this patience. He would work with us, and we would start, and before you know it, all of a sudden, you are making music.
Yeah.
And he had all these silly songs for us to play, like Take Me to Heaven in a Glad Bag, which we're going to sing at his memorial jam.
That's amazing. So are you all going to jam at his memorial service?
Exactly.
Oh, what a great tribute for him.
Yeah, and it was just so meaningful for us. You know, and while I'm very sad to have lost him. I mean, he was a guitar maker. He was an artist. He was just this amazing, amazing.
His music's going to live through you.
Well, that's exactly correct.
Yeah.
You know, and he lives through these stories that we tell about John. And it was just so. You know, like I said, I was very sad, but I also rejoiced in his being able to cross. You know, about whatever was in store for him, he's experiencing it now. He was just this very beautiful human.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like a bittersweet. It's always bittersweet when somebody transitions because, not necessarily for them, but it's, you miss their physical, body on the planet.
It's sad to think that I'm not going to be sitting at his house playing music.
I know.
You know, and it's just sad. So
it's just going to come to you in a different format.
Well, that's absolutely true.
And when I talk about a different format, just because they transition doesn't mean that you can't communicate with somebody on the other side.
Right, right. And it's one of those, and we're already talking, the group of us that got together pretty regularly, talking about having the John Stockard Memorial Jam.
All right.
On the first Sunday of every month, you know. And by all means, keep the tradition going of welcoming the new folks. Not that the other jams don't, but this one was kind of special in that we would start playing them, and when the song fell apart, we would all giggle and start over.
Well, yeah, I bet somebody's going to step up and kind of carry that on. What a legacy he left.
Oh, yeah, truly. Yeah, he touched a lot of artists.
That's great.
I imagine there'll probably be 50, 100 people at the jam on Saturday.
And it'll be a glorious time.
It will be.
Won't be none of this pining away.
No, sad.
Well, I'm sure you'd be a little sad, but it sounds like to me that would be just what he would want. I don't know him, but it sounds like from what you tell me, that would be it.
Exactly what he would want. You know, nothing better than to be making music.
Great. Well, I'm sure he'll be smiling, and he'll probably be playing and stomping his foot.
No doubt that's true.
So I know, death doesn't have to be a morbid, sad, I don't even believe in death. We call it death. It's just the physical body transitions into a different form of energy.
Right.
That's my belief. Now, it's not everybody's belief, but that's what makes the most sense to me. I think you feel the same way.
Yeah, pretty much. And folks, everybody's going to make up their own mind about that. But it's about, when we talk about the circle life, it's about understanding that it is a circle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what kind of rang in on me this week, and with Marshall being born yesterday.
Yeah,
you know? I mean, that was just amazing to watch this beautiful little baby come back into the world.
And boy, is he was alert, and he's ready to take on the world. And baby and mom and dad and are doing well.
Yeah.
And it's just the. You know, it is a cycle. We're born, we grow up,
experience life, and with all its blessings and warts, and then we transition.
Right.
That's the circle, and it's
you're not going to get out of it.
No one gets out alive.
No.
So and part of our show, as you all, anybody that listens for any length of time knows, is part about how to live that in between time.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
And I think. Our best advice on this day, when we're talking about the circle, is embrace the circle. Understand where you are
exactly.
in the circle and embrace it.
And let go of the fears and anxiety of what's going to happen.
Yeah. You know, I read an interesting article the other day about, and quite a number of, I forget the actual number, it was over 1,000 of people over the age of 65 were interviewed.
Oh.
And they said,
what? You're researching?
Yeah.
Yay!
Even you traditional dog nutrients. And they said, what was your biggest regret?
Oh.
And 95% came back with the same answer.
Seriously?
Want to take a guess?
It would have to have something to do with children or family or spending more time with family or no?
Not even close.
Then I don't know.
I wish I hadn't worried so much.
Oh, really? That simple, huh?
Yep. I was worried about stuff that I just wish I hadn't worried so much.
Let's talk about that for a moment. Worry. What the hell? Worry. I think there is a Buddhist belief, and I'm going to paraphrase this, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I read it in the Buddhist text that worry is basically the worst thing that you can do. I know they didn't say that because if there's nothing that you can do about it, worry isn't going to get you there.
Isn't going to do anything about it anyway.
Right, and if you're worrying about something you can do something about, go do it.
Yeah.
I know that's totally paraphrasing.
No, but
the gist is that.
But that's perfect because you're in the circle, and we know what the circle is.
Yeah.
There is no way to worry about the circle because we know
it's there.
It's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Right? You're born, and then you're going to transition. That's the way the circle works.
Well, I think there are many cultures that actually embrace it and accept it. I don't think us Westerners have a good handle on that.
No, that's true. I'm thinking
the Native Americans, the indigenous cultures, you know, the ones that are closer to the earth, they seem to have a better handle on it.
That would be true. That would be true.
So,
you know, it's just about, so instead of worrying about the beginning or the end, just Hey, take this moment.
Get the brain. You know that had to come up, right?
It did.
I thought that was a good place for it.
Well, folks, I forgot to give you the call-in number. If anybody wants to call in, by all means, we'd love to talk to our listeners. Mm-hmm. Give us a call at 657-383-1561. 657-383-1561.
And Brock, if you're listening, call us and tell us your perspective on the circle of life, since you're the new daddy.
That's it. So it's just, where are you in the cycle? You know, why? What's the point of worrying?
And I think a lot of the circle of life, you can look, of course, at nature and the seasons. And, you know, a lot of times, I know a lot of the cultures, I know from a Druid perspective, the seasons, you kind of equate to where you are in your life as far as age or where you are in your belief system and what perspectives you have. And I would say I'm in the autumn of my life because I'm 62.
When I give a talk about on this topic to a group, I generally start it with this phrase: as one who is closer to his rebirth than his
birth.
Let me tell you what I think. You know, and it always kind of gets a chuckle.
I'm in denial then. Aren't I? Because I think rebirth's going to be in the wind.
I have no idea.
I don't either.
But it's about finding the joy in the moment, because you know the circle is finite.
Sure. And you don't know.
I don't know.
You don't know what's happening tomorrow.
You don't know what's happening in a minute from now.
I'm sorry. I have to get back to the denial part. I'm still throwing out the AARP publications and junk mail.
Oh, no, but that ship has long sailed.
I'm still throwing them out.
Yeah. That was over 12 years ago.
I just about that, but I do. I don't think you can't put your energy and your perspective and your belief system to a number. I just don't believe you can do that.
I would agree. You know, when we put it in the perspective of the cycle.
Yes.
You know, we have no idea the length of each individual cycle, mm-hmm. right? So why not choose this moment to be happy?
Right.
Why not? Mm-hmm. Why? What are you going to do? Wait until the doc finally has decided that you have an expiration date and tells you what it is? And then you're going to decide, now I don't need to worry anymore. I know when I'm going to be happy now.
I know that you gave a quote several, I don't know what show it was, about, I'm having a senior moment. It's about live the day like it's your last, live the day. Help me out with that.
I don't remember what you're...
Well, anyway, it's like live today as if it was your last.
Right. Well, and that's true. I mean, why not?
Yeah.
I mean, you can choose, folks, no matter what quagmire you were pulled into. You can choose for this very moment to be happy.
Yeah. And look at the little things. Look at the little things that you're grateful for.
Yeah.
That brings you joy.
And those of you that are out there fighting addictions...
Yeah.
Or fighting your own demons, think about this. You can choose just this moment not to drink, not to smoke, not to use whatever it might be. You can choose just for this moment, not forever, not a month. Say, just for this moment, I choose not to do the self-destructive behavior.
That's good advice.
Just this moment. And if you take it moment by moment, pretty soon, before you know it, days, weeks, months will have gone by a moment at a time.
Right. So should we talk a little bit about the fear of the circle?
Sure.
Fear is a debilitating. It robs you of your joy, your happiness. It robs you of your health. And so when you face the fear and accept the fact that this life is very temporary on earth and understand that what you do is going to make a difference, when you find a purpose and a perspective, some of the fear abates. But if somebody comes to you, Ben, and said, I'm just scared, what would you tell them?
First, I would say, of what?
Right.
Okay. You know, and they would say, I don't know. And then you just kind of look at them and go, Are you afraid of the unknown?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Trying to give it a name. And then the question becomes, are you afraid right this instant?
Good question. Because that is bringing them into the present moment.
And there, 9 times out of 10, you get, well, no. Then it's, so we're not always scared.
Yeah, right.
And immediately you kind of break the hold a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of I'm not always, right?
Right.
I'm a lot of time I am. Oh, okay. I can. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But you're not always. And that's a huge step forward for many.
I agree.
You just kind of, you can just pop part of that bubble, you know, take some of the air out of it. It really does help.
It does. And fear also has a way of just eating away at your self-esteem and your self-worth. And it's really important to find out where that fear is coming from.
It truly is. And that's when you end up being shut in, right? You don't want to leave the house because you're afraid that something is going to happen. Now, you know, that something could very well be seeing your best friend from junior high school that you haven't seen in 30 years.
Right?
So, wow, you know, why would you want to miss that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it could be something not so pleasant, but you never know.
And for all you guys listening out there and girls, think about your past experiences. You cannot recreate your past experiences and think that, I'm sorry, let me back up. You can't let go of your past experiences until you come face to face with the patterns of that. And 9 times out of 10, it's going to be fear-based.
That's true. Yeah, most of our issues come from fear.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about understanding what that fear is. I know for myself, you know, it's a fear of not being able to provide for my family. It's a fear of not having enough of something, money, whatever it may be, to do what I need to do, right, to take care of things. You know, so that's one of my fears, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you can let it cripple me.
Yeah.
Or I could understand that that's a fear. It's a bit irrational.
Right. Have you ever gone without food?
I have never, ever.
Clothes?
Ever. Never.
I have to remind myself because that's one of mine too.
Well, exactly.
Because we have transitioned into retirement.
That's correct.
So there's always something, I would say not always. Sometimes there's just, it kind of creeps in if you've worked all your life and all of a sudden, I'm not working now.
Right.
So, The whole thing about the fear thing is really do a reality check.
It is.
You're talking about.
It, that's exactly right. And you know what? For this moment, I choose not to have fear.
And I always tell myself,
I choose to be happy.
Right. I always ask myself, okay, why am I feeling this way? And then I go in and say, okay, I've always had a home. I've always had a roof over my head. I've always had gas in my car. I've always had a car. I've never been on the street. I've never been without a car my entire life. So I think that's where all you always is appropriate. And you just kind of start rationalizing, okay, where the fear is, and then you debunk it. That's the word of the day.
Debunk.
I like that.
So remember, folks, you can debunk a lot of this, mm-hmm. lot of this fear. And a lot of the stuff that you see on TV and you may hear in lecture someplace, and whatnot, a lot of them are just very fear-based.
I'm so glad you brought that.
You know, and you can choose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we watch Criminal Minds, and we watch the detective shows, and we watch the medical shows, and they're all about fear.
Oh, yeah. Stressful. It's stressful to watch.
You know? And so folks, if you're feeling that stress, if you're feeling those fears, guess what? Let me give you, don't watch those shows.
Don't watch the commercials either. about the lady falling and she wouldn't be alive today. She didn't have her little thing around her neck. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, it's all this crazy stuff out there. If you look at what's on TV that convinces us to do the craziest thing. Yes. He convinced us to go buy tap water.
Oh, yeah. What about security alarm system?
Oh, yeah. Exactly. What about alarm system?
Yeah.
Right? It keeps somebody from breaking into your house.
Yeah, well, and it shows, I mean, those commercials really have it down to a science to get the fear going.
Absolutely. And they spend lots of money trying to figure that out.
Well, yeah.
You know, so don't buy in to this fear-based, fear-mongering, for lack of a better word.
Right.
You know, the same with the politicians, right? It's all fear-based.
Get me started on that.
No, that was just a political rant. It's just about don't buy into the fear, because guess what? Every one of you has the power right now to choose joy, to choose for this moment.
Right.
For this moment. And guess what? If you choose it for the next moment, now you have two moments in a row that you're happy.
And I do think the media is really trying to rob the joy. I do. To rob the joy and contentment and peace. And nobody can take that away from you unless you let them.
Yeah, exactly. You have to give it away.
Yeah.
You know, and that's true, folks. No one can take your peace.
No.
No one can take your joy. And those of you that say, "Oh, my wife, my husband, my mom, my dad, my teacher, my boss," you're allowing them to take it, right? I'm not saying you have the best work environment ever, but you can still choose joy in your life.
Yeah, and here's a couple of suggestions, okay? A couple of suggestions. Whatever you're fearful of, debunk it by researching it, by questioning where it came from, and if it's real. You know, there's an acronym for fear, and I know probably everybody's heard this, but it's very appropriate. Fear is false evidence appearing real.
Oh, wow.
You didn't hear that?
Oh, yeah. That's very clever. Yeah.
Well, it's not mine. It's some kind of workshop I went to, but it must have stuck with me.
That's clear.
False evidence appearing real. So debunk the fear. And if you get tied into and like Dateline, all these, Dateline is one of a good one. It's all about murders, unsolved murder mysteries and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Just turn the thing off. Turn the tea off. Turn it off.
Yeah. Like I said, it's better. Turn the damn thing off.
Yes.
It's you know, we don't need that lot, this in our world. I mean, and folks, you know, back to the circle of life, you know.
Oh, let's get back to that.
We have this circle that we're enjoying, and we can choose to have this peaceful, joyous circle. Yes. You know, and why not? Well, you deserve it. Every one of you deserves it.
Right. And if you can't find it within yourself, go do something for somebody else.
Yeah. The past,
that'll give it to you.
Regardless of what happened in your past, guess what? There's an operative word in that phrase, and it's in your past.
Yes.
Right? You can choose to relive your past constantly, moment by moment, or you can choose to create a joyous future moment by moment.
And so how you do that is when you are aware of the patterns of your past and don't judge them, because everything that has ever happened to you in your life are your lessons, and you need to be thankful for everything.
Yeah.
Because the ones that you remember the most are probably the best lessons you've learned.
Yeah.
And in order for to break that pattern of continuing on with your past experiences and recreating that over and over and over, be aware of them. Ask yourself, what were the lessons? And tell yourself, since I've done that, I'm going to do better.
Yeah.
I'm going to be better. It's always about evolving into a better you. Always.
Always. And the instant that you choose joy, guess what? You become a better human.
Absolutely.
The instant that you choose joy, even for just this moment, you begin to grow as a human, because you're making the conscious choice instead of just being led around by reflex and reaction. And you're also making the conscious choice to have a better life.
You know, if you just put a smile on your face, if you notice where you're out walking around shopping, people smile at you.
Oh, it's true. I tell this story that you've all heard it before. When I was in corporate America, I was the typical Class A asshole. Look it up in the dictionary. I probably had a picture there, autographed.
I'm gonna do that.
but you know, I began to learn. I began to learn there. That didn't have to be that way.
No.
And I began to relax. I began to choose joy over this Class A idiocy. And it's amazing. It's amazing how much better service I get in a restaurant.
Well, yeah.
And it's just because I'm not putting off this real angry kind of, you know, stupid ass. You
know.
So you can choose it right now, folks. Choose it right now.
So I think, you know, part of what we do with some of our friends in our community is that we celebrate the seasons. So it's also about celebrating your season in life and the season in nature. And they really do are parallel. So wherever you are, whatever your age or wherever you are in your life, if you're single, you're wanting a family, you want to get married, just take a moment. Instead of putting all your energy towards that in the future, the way that you're going to attract that in your life is to be happy and joyful and content where you are. That way you will attract what you want in your life instead of putting all your energy towards the future. Where's your energy?
Where you have no idea.
Yeah.
If you choose it today, choose it instantly, just this moment, not even today, just choose this instant. And folks, it'll make a huge difference. So Mello.
Okay, that's a good question.
Well, since we're going through this cycle of life and we're experiencing it all, you know, every day is a new day, every moment's a new moment, right?
Yes.
So what do you think is the best way for us to start a practice? How do we begin to make this part of our daily lives, not just the moment?
I think there has to be an acceptance of where you are right at this very moment and be okay with that.
Oh, that's great advice.
Now, how do you do that?
Yeah.
Just, we've been telling all along, I think, breathing, being grateful, be in the present moment. I think all of those help you become accepting.
And loving self.
Yeah.
And if you can't love self, begin with like self.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, or just keep dialing it back, you know.
So if you were going to tell somebody how to create self-love or self-like, what would be the first thing that you tell them that they will not to do? But what would be the first thing that you would suggest?
I would suggest that I would ask them the question, you know, do you love yourself? Can you say, I love myself?
And they say no.
Okay. So can you say, I like myself?
Okay, what if they say no about that?
What if they say no there? I go, why is that?
And I bet you there's the crickets are chirping.
Oh, they are. They really are. And it's simply because it's a learned behavior.
Sure. Right? Usually it goes back to parents.
Parents are somewhere. You know, and it's about clearing that past with them, right? That's exactly what I tell them. You know, you can let go of all that garbage right this moment.
Yeah.
And just say it out loud, I like myself.
I think that's the key, is the practice of saying nice things to yourself. Think about what you would say if your best friend was hurting. Are we done?
We got somebody on the line.
Okay. Well, let me finish this thought.
Yep.
So whatever you would say to your best friend in the time of need is what you need to say to yourself.
That's right. That's right. So, Paula, you are on the line.
Hey, it's Holly again. And actually, I was
Holly!
Exactly what Melba just said.
Hey, Mama.
Hey. What's up? I was about to say exactly what you just said. I was calling when I was learning self-love, the first thing that I had to do was learn to talk to myself the way I would talk to my best friend.
Yeah. What Holly said.
Yeah, and you were just saying that. I was like, oh, that's what I was going to say.
Oh, I'm sorry I took your thunder.
But that's exactly the way it works. Holly, you're more than welcome to hang out, as always.
So, Holly, what other things did you do?
Well, that was really the biggest thing, and it's you have to have a lot of self-awareness too, that it's happening, right, so that you can catch yourself and you can stop, you know, you can stop the thought. And, you know, I did, again, it goes back to the affirmations, you know, in the mirror, telling myself how awesome I am until I believed it, and really just learning to be comfortable in my skin and really love who I am. And it took years. It's a process.
It took years?
That's another thing that I was, yeah, that's another thing.
Okay.
It's a process. So,
it is.
And
well,
when you guys were talking about, you guys were talking about something earlier that triggered the thought of people being in these in-between times that they don't really understand. And I think of it like cleaning out the closet. When you're in a transition or even remodeling your home, it's got to get ugly before it gets pretty.
And that's, you make a great point, Holly, about people understanding that it is a process. And you have to start somewhere. And it's about overwriting the self-talk.
Yes.
Right? That's where it starts. Because when your inside voice that says, oh, you dumbass, or whatever it might be, you have to immediately write that in there, overwrite that with, I like myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, give yourself a
second. I'm not a dumbass. I'm a smartass. I'd rather be a smartass than a dumbass, hadn't you?
Exactly. You can call me a smartass today. I'll say hi. No, isn't it fun?
And that's the way this process works.
Yeah.
You know, and it is a moment by moment process. When the negative talk inside your head talks, immediately overwrite it, and you'd be surprised how quickly things become easier and easier and easier. You know, it's a long way from I loathe myself to I love myself. That's a long road.
It is.
Right?
Yeah.
It doesn't happen overnight, but it starts with each moment. Every time the negative voice speaks, is overwriting it.
And that takes diligence and discipline. Right, Holly?
Yeah, you have to consciously do it until it's automatic.
Yeah, until it just happens.
Yes.
And that's a great point. So, and this cycle that we're talking about, folks, you know, I mean, it's been our topic today. Just understand that you know, to live in fear, to live in self-loathing, to live with all the past mistakes, and it doesn't get you anywhere, right? If you're doomed. You're doomed, right? It's about understanding the past is the past.
Yes.
Nothing you can do about it, right?
Right.
The future is the future. You can't do much about that. The only thing you can do is control this moment.
Right.
So why not choose a nice deep breath? You know, and let it out and go, oh, I choose happy. I choose peace. I choose joy. Whatever it is you choose.
Or you like do affirmations. One of my favorite affirmations is, I am safe and I am loved.
That's great.
My favorite one, probably, I use more than, especially when I'm in a pinch and I can't remember anything.
Yeah.
That's kind of my default one. Do you have one? Do you have a default one, Holly?
That one's it. That's it. Because those have always been my two big ones, the feeling safe and the feeling love.
And a lot of you folks,
that has always been one I run to.
A lot of you folks out there probably have never even thought about a lot of this stuff. And that's kind of why we're doing the radio show. It's about nothing else. You've heard this, that you actually have a choice.
Yes.
You're not locked in. You are not a product of your past.
No.
You can, in fact, begin to alter it. Alter your future by accepting your past, just accepting what's there is there, nothing you can do about it. If you got a felony in your background, guess what? You got a felony in your background.
Accept it and move on.
Because if you do, if you accept it and move on, everybody else around you will.
Yeah. And one of the things that I like to, if I find myself, and I know we haven't talked about this, and I don't know how what this has to do with the circle of life, but I'm going to say it anyway. If I find myself in and listen, we all judge. None of us, unless you're Jesus Christ or Buddha or whoever, the ascended master that has, you know, we do judge. We're not completely non-judgmental. But if I feel a judgment coming on, I have a default phrase of that.
Oh, yeah, what's your default phrase?
There go I, if not by the grace of God.
Well, there you go.
Or grace of spirit. But we all can be in anybody's shoes at any point in time. It just happened to be by grace, by free will, that we could be in that same situation.
Yeah, I totally have learned to refrain from judging more and more. It's getting easier.
You can catch it, can't you? It's like, I got it. I'm judging. That feels like a judgment. And so you flip it.
And I just stop. And the bottom line is everyone's doing the best they can.
Yes. That's a good one.
You know, I mean, because that's true.
It is.
And folks, listen to this really closely. No matter who your antagonist is in your world, they didn't wake up this morning with the thought, I wonder how I can make Milva's life more miserable today. You know, that's just not in their conscious thought.
Yeah.
That's just not the way it works. And all of a sudden, when you think about that, it's like, well, huh, how much am I just projecting?
Right.
How much is just my own bullshit rolling around in my head? You know, and how much of it is real?
And maybe I didn't eat a good breakfast that morning. You know, right. Maybe I didn't sleep at 3 hours. That has a lot to do with it.
Absolutely true. So you know, you find that if you slowly become aware of what you're judging and then kind of dial it down, mm-hmm. right, and catch yourself.
And come up with a default phrase, maybe.
Whatever works for you, mm-hmm. right? You're going to find that when you stop judging people around you, you stop judging yourself.
And people stop judging you normally.
Yeah. And then the path to finding joy, it really does become much easier and easier on this cycle of life that we're traveling. And we're all travelers in the same cycle. We just don't know when the beginning, start, and ends are.
So let's help each other and support each other and love each other.
Yeah.
Wow. Am I sounding like Ellen DeGeneres? I love her, by the way. I do love her. Her phrase at the end of her show is always, be kind to one another.
Well, there's another one, a guy named John Green, who runs the Mental Floss YouTube site.
Mental Floss?
If you haven't watched it, always. And his phrase, I've always loved it, is don't forget to be awesome.
Oh, I like that too.
Oh, yeah. I love him.
Yeah.
Like they say in my hometown, don't forget to be awesome.
Yeah.
And that is just a perfect, perfect phrase. You know, truly, because you are. We all are.
Yes, we are.
Well, folks, as always, we're winding to the end of the show. Holly, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Holly.
You're always welcome.
Well, thank you, guys.
And I love what you said about just about your journey. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you for sharing very much. So, folks, as always, we're gonna log it. We're gonna wind up with a call from. With a tune from Jason Kenney, and I think we're going to play Slip Away, which is kind of, you're going to let life slip away from us if we don't pay attention. So here you go. Hope you enjoy. Well, I thought we were going to play it, but evidently we're not.
Well, that's a good song, too.
All right, folks, I don't seem to be able to get the music to play today. You know, sometimes that happens.
Holly can sing.
She's on a line. All right, folks, we'll see you next week. Thank you. Bye-bye.
We'll get Holly to sing next time.